Eumaeus, good old friend. Go quickly to wise Penelope. Tell her I'm home from Pylos, safe and sound. I'll stay on right here, but you come back as soon as you've told the news, to her alone. No other Achaean must hear. All too many plot to take my life. I know, you assured your prince, Eumaeus, loyal swineherd. I see your point. There's sense in this old head. One thing more, and make your orders clear. On the same trip do I go and give the news to King Laertes, too? For many years, poor man, heartsick for his son, he'd always keep an eye on the farm and take his meals with the hired hands whenever he felt the urge to. Now from the day you sailed away to Pylos, not a sip or a bite he's touched, they say. Not as he did before, and his eyes are shut to all the farmyard labours. Huddled over, groaning in grief and tears, he wastes away, the man's all skin and bones. So much the worse, Telemachus answered firmly. Leave him alone, though it hurts us now, we must. If men could have all they want, free for the taking, I'd take first my father's journey home. So you go and give the message, then come back. No roaming over the fields to find Laertes. Tell my mother to send her housekeeper, fast as she can, in secret. She can give the poor old man the news. That roused Eumaeus. The swineherd grasped his sandals, strapped them onto his feet, and made for town. His exit did not escape Athena's notice. Approaching, closer now, she appeared, a woman, beautiful, tall and skilled at weaving lovely things. Just at the shelter's door she stopped, visible to Odysseus, but Telemachus could not see her, sense her there. The gods don't show themselves to every man alive. Odysseus saw her, so did the dogs. No barking now. They whimpered, cringing away in terror through the yard. She gave a sign with her brows. Odysseus caught it, out of the lodge he went, and past the high stockade, and stood before the goddess. Athena urged him on. Royal son of Laertes, Odysseus, old campaigner, now is the time. Now tell your son the truth. Hold nothing back, so the two of you can plot the suitor's doom, and then set out for town. I myself won't lag behind you long. I'm blazing for a battle. Athena stroked him with her golden wand. First she made the cloak and shirt on his body fresh and clean, then made him taller, supple, young. His ruddy tan came back, the cut of his jawline firmed, and the dark beard clustered black around his chin. Her work complete, she went her way once more, and Odysseus returned to the lodge. His own son gazed at him, wonderstruck, terrified too, turning his eyes away. Suddenly, this must be some god. And he let fly with a burst of exclamations. Friend, you're a new man. Not what I saw before. Your clothes, they've changed. Even your skin has changed. Surely you are some god who rules the vaulting skies. Oh, be kind, and we will give you offerings. Gifts of hammered gold to warm your heart. Spare us, please, I beg you. No, I am not a god. The long-enduring great Odysseus returned. Why confuse me with one who never dies? No, I am your father. The Odysseus you wept for all your days. You bore a world of pain, the cruel abuse of men. And with those words, Odysseus kissed his son. And the tears streamed down his cheeks and wet the ground. Though before he'd always reined his emotions back. But still not convinced that it was his father, Telemachus broke out, wild with disbelief. No, you're not Odysseus, not my father. Just some spirit spellbinding me now, to make me ache with sorrow all the more. Impossible for a mortal to work such marvels, not with his own devices. Not unless some god comes down in person, eager to make that mortal young or old like that. Why, just now you were old and wrapped in rags, but now, look, you seem like a god who rules the skies up there. Telemachus, Odysseus, man of exploits, urged his son, it's wrong to marvel, carried away in wonder so at sight of your father here before your eyes. No other Odysseus will ever return to you. That man and I are one, the man you see. Here, after many hardships, endless wanderings, after 20 years, I have come home to native ground at last. My changing soul, Athena's work, the fighter's queen. She has that power, she makes me look as she likes. Now like a beggar, the next moment a young man, decked out in handsome clothes about my body. It's light work for the gods who rule the skies to exalt a mortal man.